But it's also injuring the endothelium, which is the inside lining of the arteries and vessels. And so that's why you're having all of these things. I would strongly encourage you to go to the FLCCC website, FLCCC.net, and they have a protocol for how to hopefully detox. And I've had wonderful success in well over 100, maybe 200 patients I've been treating the last year or so with it.
And Debbie, I'm looking at FLCCC, or it's COVID-19criticalcare.com, but if you just put in FLCCC, you can find it immediately at the top. It has treatment protocols. Over to the right, it has recovery, and it has recovery for long COVID. And you can kind of assess your symptoms. It's very readily available. Go from there.
And that's FLCCC.net. Net. Okay, that's the part I missed. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
Great question. Thank you.
You have a good day.
Appreciate it, Debbie. This part of the program brought to you by Carl at the Herb Shop. Of course, Carl can help you supplement, literally and figuratively, what already your doctor's got you doing. And that's how he likes to approach you. He says, what is your doctor saying about your health? What sort of drugs are you on? And from that baseline, Carl can test for certain deficiencies of vitamins or minerals, certain crucial nutrients that you need there. He can also test for outside toxins in the body. But on this topic at hand, you were saying this phototherapy patch, I did two courses of it. That's actually part of some of the suggested treatment, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure is. You can see that on there. And Carl in the Herb Shop has a lot of those things. Of course, the supplements over the counter. And so, yeah, very good.
Well, and I know the patch worked for me with my shoulder. It was like, I don't know if an impingement or a slight tear or something. But the problem went away. I'm back to lifting heavy weight on it. And that's after two rounds of that patch therapy. And apparently, folks, it refracts light back inside the body, and that, for as a layman's explanation, stimulates base level stem cell production. Yep. So essentially, it's true reverse aging. You're getting an immune system like you had 10, 15, 20 years ago, of course, depending on how long you do the treatment, but it's worked for me. So whether you're looking for that or aromatherapy, so many things he has there at the Herb Shop, check him out today. You can always call Carl and his team at 271-2882. 271-2882. But you got to stop by that brand new location there at the Pepper Tree Shopping Center, nestled right in between Marguerite's and Jalapenos. And be sure to tell Carl and the team there that Joey from News and Views sent you. Second hour coming up. You got time to stick around, Doc?
Sure.
We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Speaker McCarthy says there's no debt ceiling deal yet. Just days out from a potentially devastating debt default if Congress fails to act to raise the borrowing limit. A judge putting a temporary halt to South Carolina's new law banning most abortions around 6 weeks of pregnancy. That's until the state Supreme Court can review the measure. The ruling by Judge Clifton Newman came just about 24 hours after Governor Henry McMaster signed that bill. California regulators say the state is unlikely to run short of electricity this summer thanks to new power sources and a wet winter that filled reservoirs to restart hydroelectric power plants shuttered during the drought. On Wall Street, the Dow had 284 points, the Nasdaq up 265. This is SRN News.
You tired of guessing and second-guessing when it comes to trading in the stock market? Then you need Vantage Point Software, your ultimate trading companion. With the U.S. dollar in jeopardy as the world's reserve currency, the time is now to take control of your trading with the power of artificial intelligence. Vantage Point's artificial intelligence analyzes millions of data points in seconds, so you know what's happening up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Now you can experience the power of Vantage Point free. Text MONEY to 813-813. See the AI for yourself when you text MONEY. Money to 813-813. That's MONEY to 813-813. You'll see firsthand how Vantage Point software can revolutionize your trading strategy. Whether you're a seasoned trader or just starting out, Vantage Point software could be your key to success.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text Money to 813-813.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's one of the most important outdoor weekends of the year, and I don't think I could deliver any better news than this. Starting with today, mostly sunny, comfortable humidity, high around 83, partly cloudy, cool for May tonight, overnight low 59. Tomorrow's high, about 81. We'll be in the upper 70s to near 80 on Sunday. Plenty of sunshine both days. Just very comfortable. And how about this for Memorial Day Monday, with a high temperature up to about 84. Perfect day, lots of sun, very comfortable again. From the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Graduating? Bring your diploma to Sons Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Montgomery and get a $250 credit towards the purchase of a new or used vehicle. Sons CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
WAKA Channel 8, I'm Savannah Sack. The search continues for an escaped inmate with a violent record. Officials with the Department of Corrections says Tandian Studemeyer escaped from the Staten Correctional Facility in Elmore County around 2 o'clock Thursday morning. He's serving a sentence for an attempted murder charge in Montgomery County. If you see him or know where he is, call 911. A report has been released on the fiery crash that killed 8 girls from Tallapoosa County Girls Ranch 2 years ago. The National Transportation Safety Board says speed on a wet road with low visibility is likely the cause of the crash. The pileup happened on I-65 northbound between Greenville and Fort Deposit. Along with the girls from the ranch, a father and his baby daughter were also killed. The crash involved 10 passenger vehicles and 2 commercial trucks. The report describes a chain of events as the trucks and a SUV slammed into the cars, which had slowed down because of minor crashes just ahead. For more news, watch WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32. I'm Savannah Sab.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. 279-8919 or go to coldplumbing.com.
This is Chris from Surviving in Alabama. I encourage you to go to my YouTube page, like, share, and subscribe. That's Surviving in Alabama. Do you know how to survive in an emergency? Well, I spent years in the military learning how to do that. I'm also a master gardener, and I grow my own food. Not all of it, because I don't think anybody can do 100%, but I'm going to teach you how to do a lot, how to preserve, how to think outside the box door, and make it on little. What are you going to do when the lights go out? That's Surviving in Alabama on YouTube. Go check it out.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. The one you love is the light of your life. And whether you've only been together for a short while or perhaps for many years, you know how important intimacy is to your relationship. That's why erectile dysfunction and low T are so awful. They're just medical conditions, but the effects can make your partner feel unwanted, unloved, even if they don't say so. And for men, it's tough to talk about. So come to Montgomery Men's Health, where our urologists and providers talk about this all day, every day. And we'll work hard to figure out how to get you to the guy you want to be. In fact, you might even find you're feeling and performing at a level you didn't think was possible. Even if you've tried other treatments and just haven't gotten the results you hoped for, call us today. Your initial appointment is $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. Call 334-440-3663 or go to montgomerymenshealth.com. Do it for you. Do it for the one you love. Call Montgomery Men's Health today.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views Afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie is here, but he's giving up his microphone to Jonathan Strange of XI Repair. How you doing, Jonathan?
How are you doing this morning? Afternoon, I should say.
Yeah, well, I'm still used to that, too. But I'm doing good. Good to see you. We got Sky Mosley here and Dr. Stuart Tankersley right across the desk from me. And I think Ole Miss wants to join the conversation we were having, Doc. So, Ole Miss, what's up?
How y'all doing this evening?
Doing good. Well.
The reason I call is I just got in a truck and heard the announcement on Elon Musk and the brain chip.
Yeah.
And I've had several discussions with people who know a lot more about this than I do, but the same situation keeps coming up. What are we going to do when they say and they announce, well, you've got to have the brain chip to be competitive in today's market for a job? And then you end with, well, Elon don't want any AI because the AI could easily slip into your brain chip and take over your body.
Yeah, it's a question that I think Brian Dawson said this a year ago or more, that for the first time in maybe ever, but certainly over 100 years in our country, we have a realignment potentially going on where the Republicans historically have not trusted big government and the Democrats have not trusted big business. And now they are clearly in the same room and working together. And there's a potential for all of us that don't agree with either one of them to have a say. And unfortunately, in Alabama, we have BCA, Business Council of Alabama. They clearly support regions and these other people that want to do these big globalist kind of programs and concepts. But that would be what they would support, I would assume, based on the last 3 years of evidence of COVID.
Well, my point is nobody wanted to get the shot for COVID, and they forced you to. What is it going to be when the government says if you're a federal employee, you get the brain chip or you're unemployed?
Well, we'll see if we change as a culture and repent and go after these people for doing these horrific crimes against humanity.
Never happened. Nobody's got enough gumption to do it. Y'all have a good afternoon.
Appreciate it, Ole Miss. And, you know, Elon did of course, what happened this week with the DeSantis announcement in Twitter Spaces where it just kind of broke. Now, it was unreal. They made the mistake of using Elon's account. And as I tuned in, there was like over 700,000 people, and it just kept breaking. Literally broke the internet. But this also happened. Do y'all remember the Tesla truck? Where they're like, it has bulletproof, shatterproof glass and all this stuff. Like, you could throw the steel ball at it. And we've tested this thing, and they throw it, and it smashes the glass. So if this is happening, of course that could happen. And there's all sorts of things that could happen when you're trying to innovate. But I don't know if I'd want to be the human guinea pig that signs up for the Neuralink if this sort of thing could occur. But you've looked at some of this, Jonathan, right?
Well, I think I have an interesting perspective on it, which I think that, you know, the chip implants are going to make us more like a cyborg than we probably are today. But I would argue that we already are pretty close with how addicted people are to their cell phones and technologies already. I mean, go put it in a room for 24 hours and see how long you last throughout the day. So, I mean, there is a bigger conversation to have here, which is not just where's the future going, but where are we today and how are we too addicted and too connected already?
No, I think you're correct in that. And, you know, they tried to do the goggles thing for the longest time or the Google glasses they did for a little while. That I don't see that catching on. But if it is something as like a tiny chip in your brain or like in under your skin, you can barely notice it, and it gives you all these security advantages. And oh, I have like a reference point, like a access to all human knowledge immediately at the third level of my brain. I can see how that gets out of hand pretty quickly.
Very quickly.
Yeah, it's like science fiction is becoming science fact. And let's just keep in mind that a lot of science fiction writers wrote dystopian novels for a reason. And if you, oh, that's just that artsy-fartsy. No, no, no. Life tends to imitate the art we create decades or centuries before. So hold on to your butts if that's the direction we're going in. I know you got to get out of here, Doc, but I appreciate your time. And I appreciate you putting yourself out there.
Yes.
We've had many conversations now, many of them in public, but also behind the scenes. And I know that it probably wasn't easy to stand up and to have... I'm sure you've gotten all been called all sorts of names, and did you get any of the "I'm not mad, I'm disappointed" from anybody? But
oh, yeah, sure.
But I really do appreciate your stand and doing it publicly, and we'll hopefully get these changes done here in the state of Alabama. But as you've reminded me, it's not about the nuts and bolts necessarily of politics or government. It's a matter of the soul and matter of the heart. Yeah. And we got to get back to embodying those values that built this place. So,
yeah, absolutely. I
appreciate you for that. Because it is Memorial Day coming up, we're doing a special Sweet Creek drawing. Now, this is a donation from an anonymous
listener.
It's a Boston Bud.
Boston Bud from Sweet Creek.
All right. So here's what we want to do. What caller number do we want to do?
We're going to take a military family because this is Memorial Day. We're honoring those who made the ultimate sacrifice. Let's take caller number 3 from a military family.
Caller number 3 from a military family, and you will win this Boston Bud. We'll get it all taken care of. All you got to do is call in and tell us about your family member. Tell us about their service at 272-9228. We'll do caller number 3 at 272-9228. Now, it takes it a second here to... actually go out over the airwaves with our delay and everything, and given some of the crap people say on these airwaves, that's, it's good that we do have that delay and dump button. Yeah. But while we're waiting, tell us about the Alabama Gazette, Sky.
Oh, yes, your Alabama Gazette, your local hometown conservative newspaper, published right here in downtown Montgomery for over 22 years. Informative, honest, trustworthy, the Gazette serves Central Alabama proper. And the Alabama Gazette would like to remind you, Monday is Memorial Day, the day that we honor those who served, those that gave the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms, and invite you to join us at Greenwood Cemetery right here in Montgomery for the Memorial Day service. It's Greenwood Cemetery at the Vietnam War Memorial, 10 a.m. That's Monday.
Today.
Monday, 10 a.m., Greenwood at the Vietnam War Memorial. Come on out and join the Alabama Gazette as we honor those who paid the ultimate price. You can get yourself a subscription to the Gazette for just $38 a year. That is a wonderful discount price, part of their Partner Club subscription program. Give them a call, 356-6700, the Alabama Gazette. They are most worthy of your support.
So, actually, number 3, I was about to go to drops. I'm going to go to the next here. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is B. McCord.
You said Dan?
B.R. McCord.
Well, you're the winner, sir, but tell us about your family and who you want to honor today.
Yes, sir. I'd like to honor the fallen service members that gave their lives for my family and our country. I'm a retired sergeant major and served 42 years of military service.
Well, thank you for that, sir. And well, you're the winner. The luck of the draw here on the phone lines. So what I'm going to do, sir, is put you on hold, and we'll get your information there. Eddie, you'll get your information, and we'll get it to the right folks here.
Congratulations.
Yes, sir. And thanks to that anonymous donor. We certainly do appreciate it, and we love your show. And y'all have a great Memorial Day weekend.
You too, sir. Thanks, sir. I'll put you on hold. Well, how about this? Let's hit a break, reset everything. We'll be right back after this.
you're going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Join us for the 4th Annual Alabama Poppy Project in historic downtown Prattville to honor our fallen heroes. Over 2,000 bright red handmade ceramic poppies are on display in this free outdoor art exhibit created by Hanson Fine Art and Pottery. Poppies can be reserved for $45 with a portion of the proceeds benefiting nonprofit organizations honoring the fallen and the families they've left behind. For more information, visit alabamapoppyproject.com or call 334-301-0336. This art exhibit runs now through Wednesday, May 31st.
This is Christina, and as the managing partner of the all-new Lexus of Montgomery, I couldn't be more excited to welcome you to our dealership. Our team is dedicated to providing the ultimate luxury car buying experience. We are committed to making luxury affordable for everyone in the community. We understand that owning a luxury car may seem like a dream that's out of reach, but we're here to change that. Everyone deserves to experience the joy of driving a Lexus. And with our wide range of finance offers, we can make it a reality. Our grand opening event is a perfect opportunity for you to see for yourself why Lexus is the number one luxury car brand in the River region. As managing partner, I take pride that we are not just a new dealership, but an active member of the community. Come see us. We have the perfect Lexus for you. This is Christina, and I want to sell you a car. Come visit the all-new Lexus of Montgomery today or shop online at LexusMontgomery.com.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a famous broadcaster.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Now, I understand you radio people move a lot. Is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how does this affect your taking care of your retirement money?
Oh, man, I don't give that a second thought because my buddy David Ernest, he's my money man.
Your money man?
With the money plan.
I see.
So no matter where I go up and down the dial, David has my back, you know?
I'll bet you know some phone numbers our listeners could call to talk with David Ernest.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And he has a website at retirewithernest.com.
Hey, you're on top of it today, man.
I also understand that you hold some sort of a record in broadcasting.
Yes. I was the first person to put together a show with myself, a duck, a chicken, and a goose. But it didn't last long. We got taken off the air.
Why were you taken off the air?
Too much foul language, man.
Oh, my.
So I wasn't crazy about that one myself.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Thank you again to Dr. Stuart Tankersley for being on the program. And, I mean, there are a lot of folks out there saying conspiracy, 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 but...
I don't think so.
What's interesting, and Dr. Tankersley's told me this before, there are a lot of folks that were critics of his or his group, and, mm-hmm. and this is a big group of people now, not just nationally, internationally. Right. You got a lot more scientists and doctors moving their direction instead of towards the establishment. You're not losing people from, say, the dissident community, and I think it's a sign that the facts are on their side, and but we'll see. At the end of the day, we had a lot of political decisions besides just the science coming up. And on that note, are we excited after a day after now Ron DeSantis' announcement? Are we excited for this? Anybody?
Why not?
I'm glad that we got somebody else in there. But again, my worry is, I just think Donald Trump is still the man. I think he's got some licks and some scores to settle. I mean, I'm fine with that. I think he'll do 4 years, and then hopefully Ron or someone like Ron can come in. And if I'm a Florida, if I live in Florida, I do not want to give up my governor.
Are you calling the election right now for Trump?
Not yet, but okay. Pretty close.
Okay. I thought I heard.
If I'm in Florida, I'm not voting for him for president. I don't want to lose my governor. He's the best governor they had in years. Why would I want to give him up?
Right. Well, and of course, DeSantis was kind of marred by that the crash of Twitter. I thought it was kind of a fun line. I broke the internet.
Yeah,
I've got so much interest. But of course, hey, all the competitors to social media, like corporate media, they all dogged him out and then talk about what DeSantis actually discussed. But then this happened on Newsmax last night. Oh, is that Eric Bolling? All right. Good to see Eric still on his feet or something like that.
It's off the table right now, the launch Elon Musk on Twitter. Twitter Spaces, it bogged down. Your camp says you were so popular you broke the internet. First time anyone has done that. The other side says failure to launch, the memes were all over the place. Just tell us how that whole idea of going on Twitter first to announce your candidacy came about.
Well, they were very confident that they had the ability to get a lot of people, and they were anticipating a lot of people, but there were more people that tried to sign up than even what Twitter had anticipated. I was just in a room in Florida, so I didn't really know necessarily what was going on, and so I think it had to do with Elon's account. They called an audible, and then they were able to get it done. But I think what happened with it was because Elon was involved, Twitter was involved, we got way more play about it than we would have if I just would have given a speech. And so somebody asked me earlier today, well, given that Twitter had the 20-minute delay, would you have done it differently? And I was like, well, I would have asked them to have maybe more capacity and say maybe we'll get even more people, but I would not have traded doing a speech. I think that this has been something that a lot of people are talking about. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's something that as we go forward, we need to be able to speak directly to people, and that's what we did.
Well, there's another option, and this is, kind of a follow-up to that. It could have been a television announcement, and, it's noteworthy. I think Axios even said that Murdoch was ticked off, I think he said, because you did it on Twitter versus Fox first. Have you heard from Murdoch, Rupert, or the Suns?
No, we didn't. But look, I get it. I mean, I understand that different folks, have views on all that stuff. But I think given what Elon and Twitter represent to conservatives, given how we've been censored, I was censored as governor with Jay Bhattacharya during COVID by Google and YouTube. Mm. So the fact that Elon bought that and has opened it up, that's been really significant, because you can't have a society in which government's colluding with these massive companies to try to stifle dissent. We saw it with the Hunter Biden video that they censored. We saw it during COVID with all the things they censored. And so I think it was, part of it was social media. I'm actually not a big social media guy. I would rather watch you than be on some app. But it is important for a lot of people. But then just the free speech component, and how really this is an example of conservatives having a voice again and fighting back against the entrenched legacy media.
So the guy who announced on Twitter is not a big social media guy, and he'd just rather watch cable news.
He needs to pick a side. He really needs to pick a side.
Yep.
Like, it's like they see the wave coming, but they don't want to, dive head first and just acknowledge it.
Well, and then me listening to DeSantis on that Twitter Spaces, I listened live through all the mishaps till they finally got it up and running. I loved it because it had this more casual...
It was real.
...energy to it. Yeah, it wasn't as contrived. Whereas... Already, just in that little interview with Eric Bolling, that 2.5 minutes we just played, he sounds like a scripted politician again.
Yep.
And now he's kind of like, well, I'm not even a big, I don't want to be on some app. It's like, you just lost a lot of goodwill with me saying crap like that.
Well, it dates him too.
Well, again, he's 44.
Right. He's 44. I could say that from a Trump or someone 60 plus, but he's supposed to be right in the wheelhouse of people like yourself.
Right.
And for him to say that, like Jonathan said, pick a side. It's almost like he kind of, instead of acknowledging that he broke the internet and should have rode with that, he kind of embarrassed. It's like, I tried something.
I didn't know what I was doing. I'm not sure. Right. It didn't come off.
Right.
It all.
He should have leaned into, heck yeah, I broke the internet. That's
right.
This should be the first election where any candidate on both sides openly says that, third-party apps and platforms that are decentralized, like maybe even YouTube or Twitter, like wherever you're actually hosting content at, is where the people are now. Period.
Yes.
Spotify. It's not Fox News.
Acknowledge it, because it's there. Yeah. Look at the numbers. It's there.
Precisely.
Well, and but here's the dirty little secret. It's not necessarily about numbers, because Fox had the numbers much bigger than any other cable network or some traditional networks. But it's, oh, but they're Fox. They're Fox noise, fake news or faux news. They didn't have the same prestige as, say, the New York Times or NBC. So you could say, hey, you know, Spotify, Twitter, Facebook, that's where more of the eyeballs are. That's where the people are, and I agree with that. But you still have folks that'll make the argument, well, it's still not as prestigious as CNN.
Yeah, but those
CNN.
Other ones are losing their shine in a hurry.
Yeah, but who does most of the voting?
Old farts.
Hey, yeah, hey.
But I'm one of them.
Some of our best friends and listeners are
I'm
old
one
farts.
Of them.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's still too early. If more people were actually making, and maybe I'm wrong about this, I think you would see somebody say like a Vivek Ramaswamy doing better. I think, well, the guy who's suggesting this is working the way you're talking about, Jonathan, is RFK Jr. He has been not just rolling, you know, Vivek's a little contrived in that he's got his own presidential podcast and he's very now much going on the podcast, whereas RFK Jr. has been on the podcast tour now for 2-3 years with COVID. Mm-hmm. And so everybody kind of has gotten to know that guy over the last few years. And by everybody, I mean millions and millions. When you go to one podcast that, you know, mom or dad might not know, but has 2 million listeners, then you go to another with 2 million, another with 1 million, another with a few hundred thousand, it starts adding up pretty daggum quick.
If I was his campaign manager for Ron, I would say, look, I get what you were trying to say, but we got to go all in on this new wave of technology, because I promise you a interview with Joe Rogan will be replayed more across media outlets than if he just went on the media outlets.
Yep. Yes. Exactly.
Good point.
Now, the question is, does Joe Rogan even want to go there? I guess he did interview Bernie.
He talks about it. He even mentioned it again the other day. They were asking about Trump, and he's like, no, I won't have Trump on. But, so when they talked about DeSantis, he said, well, I don't want to get in the political ring, but I'm already in it.
Right. They pull you in.
He kind of opened, the doors are open.
Well, and the problem is that, and I've experienced this with interviews. Like, you know, you get to know a politician, and they still are a little bit, I'll put it this way, they have a lot of precaution.
They're guarded.
Once we turn these mics on, they're a little more guarded than they are with the mics off. And I think that's anybody for the most part, unless you do it long enough like me and you're just some weirdo. I share way too much on air.
Yes, you do.
But it's like, if you're going to do a Joe Rogan, it's a hangout show. You're going to be there 2-3 hours. It's going to flow every which way, all sorts of different threads, and it works for a reason. But these guys are still used to that 10-minute...
It works if you're real.
Dangerous. Yes, it works if you're real.
Real,
you get found
really
out.
It's really hard in those 3 hours to maintain your facade.
That's well said. Exactly. And that's why when you see Trump on podcasts, he does like an hour, and it's very controlled. I think DeSantis has been the same way. Even the one that Rogan did with Bernie, it didn't feel like a normal Joe Rogan episode. So maybe he doesn't need to jump into that. But if a politician jumps out there and is very real, I think RFK Jr. is going to be on Rogan's show. That seems like it's going to happen in this presidential cycle. And that guy could be the next president because of it. Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe we're wrong. Maybe the old prestigious platforms still have the sway, especially with people who go out and vote. But who knows? Trump surprised everybody. Brexit surprised a lot of people. Hopefully we'll get another surprise this cycle.
You're right. This is a demographics game. But I think technology will ultimately, you know, I laugh every time I see my grandfather with his phone. It's progressed from just watching Fox News and Breitbart headlines to now it's like, you know, occasionally looking and sharing something on Twitter. And it's slowly, you know, seeing it slowly change.
Well, and it's what, the one-button push problem, where somebody just pushes one button and there's Fox News or whatever, CNN, whatever, and they just leave it on that all day. And too many people have gotten used to, I think, being passive consumers of information, where you do have the tools these days. If you just put in a little extra effort to break those habits, you can find a lot of great stuff out there, just a few extra clicks. And I had the thought the other day, if Elon some way could throw Twitter onto, like, a TV, and where it really is a button push, and Twitter presents all the day's, you know, information and news to you, that could, I think, reach a lot of people. Because here's the deal: no matter the demographic, people don't trust the media anymore. It's a big story that came out yesterday, I believe, in Zero Hedge. Like a big majority of the people, I think, in the 60% range, agreed with the idea that the media is the enemy of the people.
Finally.
So I think there are a lot of folks who grew up with three networks, who grew up with cable TV, who are a bit done with it. Like, a lot of folks now watching Eric Bolling on Newsmax as opposed to Fox. But if they could just figure out the alternatives, I think it would play into their angst and mistrust and all these other things. But, yeah, you're right. It's a technology game. 272-9228. And on a lot of the problems we face these days, I think it's a technology game. For instance, I'm wondering if you saw the bill we talked about not too long ago, where Senator Britt co-sponsored it with a Democrat. I'm thinking it's Chris Murphy. But it was about social media companies have to, no minors, no underage children on social media. And so what we need is a federal law that makes the social media companies create identification methods. So, you know, my 13 or 12-year-old can't hop on Twitter as they please. And to me, that where my mind goes is, isn't that more of a technological problem with a technological solution, not we need a new law in D.C.?
I don't know. This is an interesting question because I used social media for my business before I turned 18. And so my approach to social media was I want to show people, you know, what I'm doing with my life and want to try to get more customers. I think for the average 13-year-old, 14-year-old, it's probably more of, unfortunately, let me show off particular portions of my body or cleavage, or you go down the rabbit hole. And so I think it's more of a cultural shift that needs to happen rather than a verification, in my personal opinion, because I think you're never going to get people off. It's impossible. The internet, some Instagram pop-up will just come up that doesn't have age verification.
Right.
So it's more to how do we get kids to understand how to actually interact with people in a positive way online.
Well, and I heard where Senator Britt was coming from with this, in the sense of the suicide rate, especially amongst young women, it's off the charts. And it's, when you see those sort of statistics, it breaks your heart. And it's like, what the heck are we doing to a younger generation? I mean, I've got, 12, 13 years on you, and I still remember a world where I went outside and played, where computers were kind of a new thing, and then video games were a new thing, and it was awesome, and I love all that stuff, but I still remember a world where I wasn't constantly consumed by the internet. Or I remember the internet is a thing you type in a URL, you don't just jump to social media. And I think I can't even imagine, you're closer to this age, but say a 13-year-old right now, going through high school, and you have the whole social media element, it helps to explain some of the problems we're seeing with mental health.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't know the solution to it. It's such a complicated issue. I mean, we know the problem is ultimately the algorithm, because it's just triggering that dopamine, and, right. And for particularly young girls going through puberty and growing up, mm-hmm. They're already uncomfortable in their own skin sometimes, and you add an element of their friend is getting all these likes, and they're trying to keep up, and I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's definitely not good for society. We know that. But how do you fix it?
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. You know, Eddie, I had somebody at the dinner table. I hadn't seen me in a few months.
Oh, yeah?
Some fella. How's it shaking, Will? You know who you are. And he goes, Joey, you're looking a little beefier, like more muscular than beefy, last time I saw you. I'm like, I don't mind being called beefy. I'm like, well, thank you. I've been working hard at that. And I said, yeah, I mean, you got to go to the weight room. But a big part of it, Will, was I've got my testosterone right.
That's right.
And he was like, oh, how do you do that? And I'm like, go to Montgomery Men's Health. They're a great men's health clinic. They're reinventing men's health care here in the River Region. And for me, they did a quick blood draw. They came back in and go, okay, what happened? Do you feel okay? That's how bad my testosterone was. So they got me on a course, a light touch, and I'm back to healthy numbers for somebody my age. And you can feel the difference. Yeah. You do have better sleep patterns. I have seen gains in the gym. I have just seen higher energy in general. Sometimes it gets a little, I start raging on the radio airwaves, but I think that's more the news cycle than just the testosterone. And, of course, increased libido. Not that I can do anything about that, but, yeah, it does.
Nothing wrong with that, Joey.
I can just say that it works when you get your testosterone up. So check about today. It's only $99, and about an hour, you can know your numbers, and if you do have low T, they have those treatments that can change your life. So call it Montgomery Men's Health today, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com and be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views Afternoon. Let's go to Dennis before the break. I believe Dennis has a question for Jonathan.
Hey, Dennis, what's up, bud?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon, Jonathan. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. I've got a router that has USB ports in the back.
Mm-hmm.
and I want to run a terabyte solid state drive on that USB port as a network drive instead of keeping files in the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
How feasible is that? How secure is that? And what is the rate of a transfer? Because some of that stuff is going to be running some industrial CNC machines.
Interesting. So, I mean, it's really hard to answer all those questions without knowing your network setup, but it is possible to do that on some routers. I'm not specific. Do you know, like, the model information and specs of yours off the top of your head?
No, I don't know. I sure don't.
Now,
and someone had mentioned that to me the other day, that was possible to do. But they were using like a jump drive to do it, but with as much information.
Yeah, that wouldn't be enough. You know, something I wrote, is there a reason you're adverse to just typical cloud storage?
Well, I mean, it doesn't give me any hands-on control, really. You know, something down the road could happen with whoever's storing that cloud data. I wouldn't have no problem still using some of it, but I'd like to have some on-site backup of it, and I don't want to fill up my hard drives on two desktops and a laptop with all that information. So when someone was telling me to have a network drive put in, like, and I was looking at solid states because they seem to be able to transfer data a lot faster than a SATA would, you know.
Yeah, their read and write speeds are significantly quicker. Well, look, my quick recommendation for you would be to give cloud services a second thought and to just have a dedicated drive on one of your machines as a backup and then have that drive cloned to the cloud. You know, the route you're trying to go, in most cases, it's going to be a lot more of a headache than, in my personal opinion, it's worth versus you just having a local backup that's then cloned to maybe a Google Drive is going to be the easiest solution and will accomplish what you want a lot quicker and just as securely.
Okay, so in my machine, then I do have the capability of running two drives, two solid state drives. So install, I really hate putting everything on one drive in the machine, so I need to install the other drive to do that. I mean, would that still work?
Yeah, you could install a second drive most likely. And if you needed us to check your machine and tell you if that's something you could do, you could always bring it by the shop, and we'd be happy to help.
Awesome. I'll probably do that. Thank you, Jonathan.
No problem,
thanks,
sir.
Dennis. Appreciate it, Dennis. And we might as well continue talking about your expertise, but in particular your business, XI Repair. What are you seeing a lot of these days?
Well, we see a little bit of everything. Cell phones, computers, laptops, game consoles. You know, if something breaks on it, we can almost always fix it if we get parts, whether it's a screen or a battery, or maybe your charging port's not working. Maybe your camera's cracked or damaged, or you've got water damage or liquid damage in your phone. We can fix almost all of those things. Recently, though, we've had a huge uptake in data recovery. We had a large amount of mail-ins from across the country for customers looking for things like flash drives where the heads were snapped off, and maybe you have your graduation. We had this the other day, an essay that someone had been writing their entire last 2 years of college, and it was like on this one thumb drive that he put in his laptop. The dog knocked it off the table, and it snapped.
So
the head of the flash drive was ripped off.
Yeah.
So he mails it to us, and we fix that up for him.
Cool.
Get it mailed back, and he's able to graduate because of it. So we get some interesting stories like that, but are constantly helping people get stuff back or fixing devices to get their data back.
Well, and I know you've helped out Eddie here many a time, and y'all helped out me the other day. I have an old iPhone 10 that I'm using to film. We don't have it set up today, but because of what y'all did, I can now actually plug things into it. The port was just not connecting. I think it was just dirty. And the battery life, it was at something like 69% health, just because it's all right. And it was bad, real bad battery health. So y'all replaced the battery, fixed the port, and that took like an hour.
Yeah.
And it was, I'll just say it was way $125 which is a hell of a lot cheaper than buying a brand like iPhone 10, let's say.
Right.
So I was very happy. I know from personal experience, but from Eddie, many listeners, many family members, y'all got to check out XI Repair today. You can always go to XIRepair.com, even start a job online, get an immediate quote. So maybe something happens, the dog knocks over the laptop at, you know, 1 in the morning as you're working late. You can immediately go to the website and get the ball rolling there. And, of course, you can always call XI Repair at 777-1234. That's 777-1234.
And, Joey, I know customers are always asking about prices. I've got some prices I'd love to share. We've got iPhone 11 Pros, 64 gigabytes for $440. We've got iPhone SEs for $276. iPhone 13s for $699.
Wow.
So pretty good pricings right now for those models.
Well, y'all take advantage of all the services they have there at XI Repair. Whatever you need, we got to hit a quick break. We'll come back to some callers here at 272-9228.
Talk in your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. The one you love is the light of your life. And whether you've only been together for a short while, or perhaps for many years, you know how important intimacy is to your relationship. That's why erectile dysfunction and low T are so awful. They're just medical conditions, but the effects can make your partner feel unwanted, unloved, even if they don't say so. And for men, it's tough to talk about. So come to Montgomery Men's Health, where our urologists and providers talk about this all day, every day, and we'll work hard to figure out how to get you to the guy you want to be. In fact, you might even find you're feeling and performing at a level you didn't think was possible. Even if you've tried other treatments and just haven't gotten the results you hoped for, call us today. Your initial appointment is $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. Call 334-440-3663 or go to montgomerymenshealth.com. Do it for you. Do it for the one you love. Call Montgomery Men's Health today.
Hey, River Region. This is Christina of the all-new Toyota of Montgomery. As a member of this amazing community, I want to assure you that our brand new dealership is all about you and your experience. At Toyota of Montgomery, we understand that a car is more than just a vehicle. It's a crucial part of daily life that helps us get to work, run errands, and create memories with loved ones. Toyota of Montgomery offers the lowest prices and the best selection of new Toyotas and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We also pay more for your trade-in than anyone else. You can be confident you're getting a great deal, but it's not just about low prices. It's about building strong relationships with our customers and community. It's an all-new way to buy a Toyota. Come see me. I'm Christina. I want to sell you a car at the all-new Toyota of Montgomery or shop online at toyotamontgomery.com.
Marguerite's Earring Fest offers the largest selection of earrings ever. Gold hoops, diamond studs, dangles, in and outs, every day, and drop-dead gorgeous ears. Trade in, trade up, get new earrings at Earring Fest. It's Earring Fest at Marguerite's the whole month of May. Marguerite's Earring Fest, the finest quality, the very best prices. Diamond Huggies for just $1.99. Pearl studs, only $29. All of May in the Pepper Tree Shops, open 7 days a week. Earring Fest at Marguerite's.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
JB Windows and Siding.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's one of the most important outdoor weekends of the year, and I don't think I could deliver any better news than this. Starting with today, mostly sunny, comfortable humidity, high around 83, partly cloudy, cool for May tonight, overnight low 59. Tomorrow's high about 81. We'll be in the upper 70s to near 80 on Sunday. Plenty of sunshine both days. Just very comfortable. And how about this for Memorial Day Monday, with a high temperature up to about 84. Perfect day, lots of sun, very comfortable again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. It's that time of year, time to make the most of your property with help from Kubota. From Kubota's versatile L2501 compact tractor to the M7060 for larger acreage with matching implements in stock. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views Afternoon here on a lovely Friday. It looks like it's going to be a great Memorial Day weekend in terms of the weather and a lot of great events out there. But, you know, I've learned to downsize life a little bit. So spend some time with the grandfather, maybe record some music, enjoy myself here, or maybe watch another movie, another classic film on that kick-butt 85-inch TV that I bought there at Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. And joining us now, we have Michael Cohen on the line. How are you this afternoon, Michael?
I'm doing great.
Good to hear from you. And I'm looking at thinkcohens.com. I mean, well, first off, I already watched Tombstone. You got another movie you could throw my way?
Ooh, Tombstone. Tombstone was great. Have you seen the new Top Gun?
Oh, yeah. Top Gun Maverick, definitely seen
Maverick,
that.
Yeah.
I could always watch it again.
Yeah, it's kind of a good go-to.
Yes, sir. And it looks great on that television there. Now, if folks are interested in upgrading that TV, let's remind them about what sort of products you have now and how, you know, the technology's gone even further.
So we sell pretty much the full line of Sony television. They start at 32 inches. They go up to 98 inches. We have Samsung QLEDs, which also start at 32 inches, and they go up to 98 inches. Both of these companies have got 98-inch units on order. They have not come in as of yet. Typically, we try to team both of those up with Sonos as far as sound bars with subwoofers and rear speakers, amplifiers. But we also still carry the regular home audio surround sound type of equipment, where we've got the Sony ES receivers, we've got some Integra, we've got the Yamaha Avantage, which is their upper end, and you can actually have a 5.1 up to an 11.2 surround sound system with Dolby Atmos. Kind of depends on the real estate, right, how much room you have in your room for all these additional speakers, but we can do as much or as little as you want.
Well, and you also have, and I love this technology, it looks great, those, what are the short throw projectors?
Yeah, so we've got a nice short throw projector, comes with a 100-inch screen, and it sells for about $3,500. And you know, it's pretty simple that even my customers, if you can get the screen mounted on the wall and get the projector at the right height, you put it about, I don't know, a foot to 18 inches away from the wall, and you get a 100-inch picture. And most people walk by and think it's a 100-inch TV.
Right. It looks amazing. It really does. So, folks, whether you're looking at these TVs or all that great audio experience they can set up for you there at Cohen's, or maybe some of the appliances, you want to upgrade the kitchen or your washer and dryer, they got all of that there at Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. You can always go to thinkcohens.com or give them a call at 277-8890, and still located there on the Eastern Bypass?
Yes, sir. Since 1977, we're here 9 to 6 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday. Monday is Memorial Day. We'll be here until 5 o'clock on Memorial Day. Tuesday, we'll be back to normal.
There you go. Well, and we'll be talking again next week, but though we're taking the day off Monday.
That's right.
I tell you, these people that work for the government are get all the good holidays.
Well, I appreciate you, Michael, and I hope you have a good Memorial Day weekend.
Have a good weekend, bud.
You too.
Again, that's Michael Cohen of Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Be sure to tell him you heard Michael here on News and Views Afternoon. Let's go to Red Top real quick. Hey, Red Top.
What's happening, Red Top?
Hey, guys. And yes, this gentleman has fixed my phone, and you will be seeing him again because as a contractor, I've already cracked the damn thing again. You have a lifetime, you're going to work with me, buddy.
Look, in all honesty, I appreciate your business. Get our, sell.
Oh, yes, sir. And what a fantastic place. You don't work on home theater projectors, do you?
If we can get the parts for it, we can typically help you out. A lot of times it's hard for us to get. Is it a bulb or something that needs to be replaced?
The lens cleaned.
Oh, the lens cleaned. Bring it by. Let's see if we can help you. But for your phone, man.
I got everything to gain.
Come by and get our insurance plan. It's like $7 a month, depending on which model you have. And it's a $30 deductible for your repair rather than having to pay the full price for the screen. I recommend that to all the contractors we do business with.
Thank you. Now, let me mention a couple bills. One bill they passed in particular nobody's talked about is, and I'm surprised the state legislature, there's two or three that are really good. The first one is a company cannot force you to put a chip in your body to work for them.
Right.
So,
right.
The new bill that's coming up that the governor says she's going to sign. I was surprised to even hear that, but it's very, very good. Another one is they have to accept cash payment at state football games and stuff like that.
Is that right?
They had not been accepting cash payment, but now they have to.
I'm glad.
Another one is they're going to have to fingerprint and photograph all state law enforcement any illegal alien they pick up.
Oh.
Period.
Well, that's interesting.
Three bills nobody ever talked about that I happened to be watching Capital Journal, and it was a black gentleman that may have introduced all of these. It was real damn good.
The Democrats have put out some, including Democratic leadership in the state, have put out some pretty good bills this session. Even sometimes more conservative than their Republican counterpart.
Yeah.
Joey, don't you think he was a black Republican in the Alabama legislature?
There are a few. Not many.
But, last but not least, got a good joke for you guys.
All right.
What do you call a bouncer at a gay club?
What do you call a bouncer at a gay club?
Yes. Flamethrower.
Well, I appreciate that, Red Top. We didn't laugh, but we appreciate it.
Or DeSantis. See you guys.
See you, buddy.
272-9228. This part of the program, in fact, the entire hour, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And I'll tell you what, Kim Williams has built a true institution.
Oh, no doubt, Joey. No great doubt.
There is a difference in mortgage companies, and they've been proving that over the years. So whether you're looking to buy a home, especially if you're a first-time home buyer, they can help you out there from pre-approval all the way to closing day, helping you every step in between. And, of course, they can also help you with a great refinance deal. Could be that you're looking to get out under a mountain of credit card debt. Could be you want to reinvest in your property as you're putting it on the market. It could be that, well, I just want to have a little more of a cash reserve. Or it could be your kid just graduated from college and you want to help them out as they're going to a new city. Whatever the reason, they can set you up there, get you on a good financial footing at Alabama Home Mortgage. So call them up today, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. You can also visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a